Live from the Virtual Tone Studios in Houston, Texas, it's Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
Oh. Hey folks, it's the 24th of July. What have you been doing with your summer? Has it been going the way you planned it? You know, every week we talk about different things, and I'm always reaching out to the people out there that are running a business. And don't get confused, because running a business doesn't mean you have a sign over the door. Running a business is just part of life. You might be a housewife, a mom. They run the house. That's a business of itself. They take care of children. It's a bigger business. You might be the printer. You might be the life coach. I don't know what you do, but I do know that every step we take is part of the process in business. So make sure that you're looking at what you're doing today, the 24th of July, and see if it meets up to where you thought you would be this year. Now, I know if you're a mom, you're busy taking care of children, it's an ongoing thing, and then dad comes home, and, you know, that's the biggest child of the house. All that process seems to work out, but you are good at what you do because you're a multitasker. But do you take time out for yourself? Do you relax at all? And what do? And maybe you're that person that's running a printing shop, or maybe you have a coaching service. What do you do to take time out to enjoy yourself? I know that for me, I do 12 radio shows a week. I'm always speaking at different events. I'm putting together books for people to be in a compilation book. So I stay pretty busy. What do I do to enjoy myself? Well, I'm going to explain a little bit of it to you and see how you could work from it. Every week, we talk about the word gamble. That's my background, 20 years in the casino industry. And I never thought that the word gamble would show up in my life other than trying to go across a blackjack table, a dice table, or a roulette table. I didn't know that trying to win a casino all those years would bring me to where I am today. So a lot of us don't know that. That's why we end up where we are and realize the value of it. So the word gamble for me stands for growth, accountability, marketing, belief, leverage, and enjoyment. And the word of the week today is enjoyment. I'm going with enjoyment. I'll tell you why. I've had the most incredible weekend just passed, and it made me realize how important it is to get to enjoying different things and the struggles that we go through every day and our struggles to get up and down the mountain. But here's what I found out. Friday, July 18th, we launched a book that I worked very hard on for 6 months with 27 co-authors. And the book is called Share Your Message with the World. You can find it on Amazon, or you can go to shareyourmessagewiththeworld.com and find it on the website. It'll show you all the authors, their titles, some videos of them. But more importantly, here's what I got out of this. All my hard work allowed me to share the fact with 27 other people. 5 hours after the launch date on July 18th, we became an international best-selling author. I mean, I don't know if it gets any better than that, but let me back up and tell you the daily process I go through, because that's the first time that's ever happened for me and most of the authors in the book. But what I do know is daily day is a struggle. It seems like from the time I get up to the time I go to bed, I'm always doing something that has something to do with my business. One day my wife said to me, we're going to make Saturday no technology day. And I said, oh, sure, honey, no problem. That was on a Monday. I heard it every day until Friday night. And then Saturday morning I woke up, and no technology meant no phone, no television, you know, no tablet, no laptop. Anything that plugged in was no good. So, of course, I get up, I read, I walk the dog 3 times. I eat breakfast. I'm an early riser, so by 10 o'clock I was out of things to do. She was just getting out of bed. I tried to get her to go to the mall. I tried to get her to go out to breakfast. I tried to get her to do things all day long, and she just wanted to relax and enjoy the day. I was going out of my mind. I wasn't able to pick up the phone that was vibrating to see the spam that was coming to me so I could feel important. None of these things were working out good for me, so I got a little bit, you know, jolted. It's a good word to use, I guess. But by 10 o'clock that night, I started getting a little demanding. I wanted to know who anybody was to tell me that I had to take a day off of technology and spend time with the family. So my wife, who is a very smart lady, asked me one question. In all your process of life that you've gone through so far, knowing that life is very short, is it too much to ask for you to spend some time with your family versus work? what is it that you could have gotten done today that you couldn't do tomorrow or the next day? So, you know, men that are listening out there, you know when your wife gives you that simple thing that you can't take into an argument or yell or scream about or get your own way, stamp your feet, you got to face reality. So I had to learn that it's not always the best thing to do working, okay? It's not always the best first thing you should be doing. You should plan out your day. And now, I'm going to tell you right here, don't be that person that plans to take off a whole day from technology. You'll be miserable. And is it right? No, it's not right, but that's the way it is, and reality is a piece of it. So what I want you to know is you need to plan every day when you're going to take time off to spend with your family, 1 hour out of the day. Now, you know, I ask people when I speak to them in groups what it is that gives them enjoyment, and this is the most common answer I get. Oh, I just love working with the people I work with. I just love working in my business. Well, let me explain to you what that definition of that answer is. You're not making any money what you're doing. You can't take any time off because you fear the fact that you'll miss the next deal coming along. And at the end of the week, you're wore out, burned out. At the end of the month, it gets ridiculous. And after 6 months to a year, you're looking for a new business opportunity. So take it from me, from my experience, and I'm working on it daily, every day. You need to take time out to spend with your family, your loved ones, your pet, whatever it is. I mean, you might snuggle up to the fish tank bowl. I'm not sure. But you need to make sure that you take time out. And what's going to do? It's going to make you more productive. Now, if you have the nerve to take off a whole day, God bless you. I love that idea. And you should make it a point to take one day and not do anything at all, except maybe just veg out, walk the dog, hang out with your family. It's a concept, okay, that we're losing. So try it. Maybe you'll read a book. There's something to try and do. That'll really broaden your horizon. Anyway, word of the week, enjoyment, challenge of the month. Try to take out at least 1 hour a day to recognize the special people around you. So I know everyone has a piece of paper and pencil to take notes because our show always provides some incredible stuff. I want you to go to the top of the page and skip it a line. I want you to write the word GAMBLE going down the page, GAMBLE. And then fill it in, growth, accountability, marketing, belief, leverage, circle enjoyment, and write a plan for you. Hey, maybe you're that person that's kind of like me. You know, I like to think of myself as strong-minded. My wife says I'm just stubborn. So maybe you just need to take out 10 minutes a day to do it. Don't go for the whole hour at one time. But do it consistently for a month, and I'll bet you it becomes a habit and turns into an hour because you're going to realize the enjoyment that you have. You can't go back in time and do anything about yesterday. And if you have children or a spouse or a loved one in your life, you can't go back and make up for lost time. So how important is that to you? Isn't that the reason why you do what you do every day? Make it a point to do that. Keep that piece of paper visible for 30 days. Call us. Let us know how it goes, 347-989-1363. Maybe you have something that is a better solution to help with that process of enjoyment. Maybe you have an example of what you've done. If you want to talk to the show, 347-989-1363. Press 1 so the producer will know to get you up on the show with your question, suggestion, or comment. Hey, and if it's a complaint, I take all the stuff. Bring it, okay? I can't get better unless you help me with it. You can email me, tony@tonygambone.com. You can go to toughtalkwithtonygambone.com and be a guest on the show. You can go to Tough Talk Radio Network and see all the shows that run through our network every week. Find the show that you want to follow, be a part of, or be a guest. We're always looking for you to bring value to the people to tune in. Okay, one last time. Enjoyment, word of the week, challenge of the month, okay, is to carve out a piece of time for enjoyment. Okay, maybe you just want to try it out, see if it works, 5-10 minutes, you know, walk over and hug your children or something like that. Or maybe you're brave enough and smart enough to take out a whole hour. Let me know how it works. All right, we have a great show lined up here. The board's lighting up as we go here. I want to make sure that everybody has a chance to call into the show and be a part of the meeting our guest. So if you're looking to do that, 347-989-1363. I'm going to take a commercial break. When I come back, I am going to bring up my first guest from New York, Kenine Morgan. and we're going to talk to her. She is a life coach, okay? Now, you know, she's probably going to be able to help you with your challenge on enjoyment, okay? Because to me, life coach means looking inside yourself and figuring out what you're not doing right so you can correct it so that everything you touch gets better. It all starts with inside of ourselves, folks. And if you don't believe that, you need to stay tuned to this so you can figure out where you're stuck on your belief system. So we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to bring her up on the show. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling burnt out or lost on where to go or what to do next when it comes to your business? If you feel like you own a job instead of a business, or if your business is running you instead of you running it, we can help. The Thrive Business Center was created to educate and support small business owners. With a strategic approach and a proven method, we'll help you identify what is working well in your business and what is not. Then, together, we can establish an action plan with an implementation process so that your business can get back to thriving. For more information, go to ThriveBusinessCenter.com. ThriveBusinessCenter.com.
Live a choice where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live It Choice choose to make a difference. Live It Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveitchoice.com to get started.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tuff Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tuff Talk Radio Network can help you, go to TuffTalkRadioNetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back to Tuff Talk with Tony Gambone. And just remember, folks, the word of the week, enjoyment. The challenge is to carve out a little bit of time to make some enjoyment in your life with your loved ones, okay? All right, so my first guest is Kaneen Morgan. She's out of New York. And, she's the founder of Language of Life Coaching. So I'm going to bring her up, and we're going to find out some more about her and hear more about her background. Kaneen, welcome to the show. I'm sorry, my lips aren't working right here.
Hi, Tony. Thank you so much for having me on the show. How are you?
I'm doing great. Now, what part of New York are you calling in from?
I'm in Harriman, New York, which is upstate, about an hour away from New York City.
Very good, very good. And so is that where you're from originally?
No, originally from Long Island, which is Freeport, New York, and that's still about 45 minutes to an hour away from the city.
Yeah. Other direction, though, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So let me ask you a couple questions here. First, I want to mention your website, languageoflifecoaching.com. You can go there and find out a whole bunch of stuff about it. But one of your things, your mission is the Language of Life Coaching empowers through communication and assisting others to reach their full potential by promoting and inspiring their unique expression. Okay, so
yeah.
I find that a lot of people are stuck in believing their own value. Do you find that?
Tony, I absolutely agree with that. One thing I realize is your perception really controls your enjoyment level. Your perception, your thoughts, your words, whichever way you're communicating, that's the key that's going to unlock some doors within yourself, within your future, because what you see, what you believe, is normally what controls your destiny. So I definitely feel that in order to be fulfilled and enjoy life, you have to be able to perceive, you know, what's inside of you, what's on the outside of you, what's in your world.
So what did you think of the challenge of the week of enjoyment? Do you find that people don't take time out to smell the roses, I guess is the saying, but they don't take time out to appreciate really what they have all around them?
Absolutely. And again, it's back to your perception of things. Sometimes the little things in life, like stopping to smell of roses, can bring enjoyment, can bring fulfillment to a person. And I just want to say, Duffy, I find that the secret to your future is hidden in your daily routine. And sometimes the daily routine is just gratitude, waking up every morning and you just being thankful of waking up. You being thankful for being able to speak, to be able to walk, to be able to do all these little things, and gratitude when you're waking up every morning and establishing a daily routine in gratitude, you're able to find the little things that bring enjoyment. And when those little things bring enjoyment, you're able to find happiness within your own self, happiness within the world around you.
I like that. So the success in your future is found in your routine. In your daily routine. Yeah, I like that. I wrote that down. I learn something every time I do one of these interviews, and if people would just listen and write down just the short little sentences that can make a difference in your day, you will gain so much more. Now, I'm reading that you're a speaker and author. Now, I didn't know that you were a ghostwriter and a journalist, okay? And how long have you been doing that?
Well, Tony, I've been writing for years. However, I just authored my first book about a year and a half ago, and my second book is going to be released in September. So the first book, Finding Your Way, is about creating your purpose, finding what brings fulfillment and enjoyment. So it's funny that you're speaking on this topic. And the second book is Convertising, How to Persuasively Advertise Yourself Through Conversation, Connection, and Commitment.
I'm reading it. I love your... So people need to go to languageoflifecoaching.com and go to the About page. That's the first place I go to find out about people. And I read your mission, your vision, and what you do. But what I really like is the fact that what you said about... you carry the message taught by your mentor and spiritual father, Bishop E. Bernard Jordan. You're not an authority figure until you have authored a book. Supporting others to be self-expressed through stories and ideas, you want to be the catalyst that helps them fulfill it. Now, I tell you, this hits right home to me because I'm a big believer. What we do here at Tough Talk Network is we help people improve their visibility and growth. And one of the things that we just came out with was a compilation book. I think that everybody's story is important, and if they tell it, they'll realize how important it is. And once they hear somebody tell them how important it is, they'll believe in themselves even more and be able to flow through your process even better.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I love that message that you have there. So you're a ghost writer, so people can hire you to write their story?
Yes, Tony, because I realize that sometimes people just don't have the time. Sometimes people don't know how to write and don't even want to go through the process of writing. So that's where I come in. You know, my passion is writing. I enjoy writing. So what I do is take your story, take your idea, and I turn it into a compelling message that's going to help reach the world on the level you want to reach other people. So, again, I enjoy writing. And, again, if someone who is looking to write their book can go to my website, which is languageoflifecoaching.com, and they will just go ahead and request in the submit. Subscribe area below and put their information. Just contact me, and I will get back to them as far as rates and what the process is in terms of ghostwriting their book. And the important thing about it, Tony, is no one knows that I'm writing the book. Your name is 100% on the book. Everything is confidential, and nowhere at all is it shown that I am the actual writer of the book.
Well, I'll tell you, I I have my own story coming out, and hopefully it'll be out by the end of August now that I'm done this other project. It's been sitting on the shelf for about 6-7 months now, and I was always asked or told I should write a book, and I used to chuckle and say, yeah, I can't write. And most people say that, right? And right after they say, yeah, nothing about me is that interesting. But the thing of it is I sat with the lady who insisted on writing my story. She is a ghostwriter. And mm-hmm. she told the story great. I mean, she's a great storyteller. And I insisted that on the cover of the book was, you know, my title, but as told by the lady's name, Shirley Carney. Okay, mm-hmm. because I wanted people... She was so good, I wanted people to understand the value of it because it wasn't me. I didn't want them to meet me and think, oh, he didn't write this. It is my story. It's in my words, okay? But, I mean, I have my own language. So I Absolutely. Wanted to make sure that she was spotlighted in that. And I really believe that if you help others, right, you get back twice as much, right? So,
Absolutely.
Are you a good storyteller?
I am an excellent storyteller, and can I just say this, Tony? I believe accurate thinking is not possible without complete mastery of your emotions. And storytelling to me is connecting to one's emotions, knowing how to, knowing what people thrive on, which is normally emotions and feelings. So when I'm talking to someone and I'm going through the process of ghostwriting, I take what they're telling me. They can just say one word, one sentence, and I'll begin to connect with that emotion, and I will bring out something great, because I definitely feel that emotions is everything and is connected to everything, and that's what storytelling is about. It's about connecting to the emotion, knowing how to pull on that emotion, and knowing how to begin to share the emotion and move on the emotion.
Mm. So I'm reading a little bit more about you, okay, and I'm highly recommending this to people, okay, languageoflifecoaching.com. Check it out. Go to the About page and read about you've had a story that relates to a lot of people growing up. Sometimes you didn't understand where you were supposed to be, I mean, where you were going or what was going on. And a lot of people at a young age do that, but you were kind of smarter than a lot of people, because at the age of 7, you started to write. And, I mean,
Absolutely.
I think that journaling is a form of medicine. I think it's becomes an addiction that is a great vitamin to have every day. I wish I could get myself to do that. What I do is I write things on 3x5 cards. So as long as you write stuff down, I think it works. You know what I mean?
And that's what I teach as well. As long as you write it, it works.
Yeah. Yeah, and because, can you say that saying again about quality of life and is the connection? I don't know exactly how you said that, but you just mentioned about writing. I started to write it down and I lost it because I wanted to write that down. If you think about what you just said
mm-hmm.
about the quality of life is told, it'll come to me. Probably by the end of the show, but.
So, was it the accurate thinking is not possible without complete mastery of the emotions?
Yes. Say it one more time now.
Okay. Accurate thinking is not possible without the complete mastery of the emotions.
Okay. Now, in a short definition, explain what that means.
Okay. So, in other words, emotions is knowing how to connect with others. Emotions is knowing how to connect with life in general. And if you have an accurate thinking, which is clarity, which is positivity, then you know how to relate to others. You know how to connect with others. You know how to connect with what it is that you're aspiring to be, to do, to have. So, again, accurate thinking is really positive thinking, so you know how to move in the positive realm of your emotions, which is going to create positive motion. In other words, you know, whether you're aspiring to be a business owner, you want a house, you want a car, whatever it is, when you are when you have clarity and you think in positive, and you know how to act on those positive emotions, and even sometimes negative. Sometimes we have negative emotions. Sometimes, you know, we feel frustration. But knowing your strength in that frustration, knowing your strength in that emotion is what's going to turn around and create something positive. And really quick, Tony, and I apologize, but one thing with when I mentioned on my page about, and I mentioned at the age of seven when I began to write, and although I was young, I didn't really know what I was doing. That frustration as I grew into adulthood, I began to use that frustration to turn it around for good and begin to write for myself, begin to write for others. So at that time, I felt frustrated because I didn't know how to express myself. And sometimes now, you know, not knowing how to express myself, I begin to think positively or think accurately and say, okay, how can I turn this into something positive? And I turn it into something positive by writing and releasing that emotion so I can begin to have positive thoughts. I can see clearer, Tony.
Mm. Yep. It's really important, and it's not complicated. It's just hard for people to commit to it. It's once I find once you do things over and over for at least 30 days, okay, it's not a challenge anymore. It's part of your process. And when you can write down the results of that, two things happen. One, you improve yourself. Two, you have something to help others improve themselves with. So the message just keeps on going and life gets better all the way around. And when people do what you just explained, they see themselves in a different light, which raises their energy, which raises their opportunities, because
Absolutely.
That's what really helps us get to where we need to, is the confidence to do it.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, and you know, time goes fast on these interviews, and I'm going to get you back on because there's so many more things I want to talk about. Now, I know that you lead a chapter for Public Speakers
Yes.
Association.
Yes,
so,
I lead the Harlem chapter.
And so I know that you are a speaker. So tell me, do you have anything coming up on the internet or live or stuff that people can tune into or how they can tune into that?
Yes, absolutely. Actually, it's a class that's coming. Well, I don't want to say class, but it's a seminar for the Public Speakers Association that's coming up this Saturday. That's going to be in New York City at the Hart Brewery Restaurant, which is located on 43rd in Manhattan. However, they can go to my website, languageoflifecoaching.com, and they can go to the event page or simply subscribe, and I'll send daily messages or monthly in terms of my events and my conference calls. And I also do conference calls on Tuesday, and also I'm a part of leadership training on Wednesday. So again, they can go to my website, languageoflifecoaching.com, and they can just go ahead and fill in the information for more upcoming events.
That's awesome. And I am on the website, and there's stuff here. I mean, all you have to do to get involved is go to languageoflifecoaching.com. Everything's right there, all the way down to a motivational quote. Okay, so there's books, there's CDs, there's just all kinds of information. Go to the About page first. Read about Miss Morgan here and learn the value of what she could bring to you. Okay, I want to say thank you so much for being with us today. And like I said, I'm going to get you. There's a lot of different shows on the Tough Talk Network, and I want to make sure that you get to keep spreading this message around and that we keep getting to give you the opportunity to help others as you are with your website and your calls. So thank you very much.
And thank you so much, Tony. Have an awesome day.
You too. Folks, we're going to take a commercial break, but before I go, I want to make sure that you go to languageoflifecoaching.com. Let me say it again, languageoflifecoaching.com. Check it out. Remember what I tell you every week. If you don't take advantage of the free research that you get from these websites, how are you ever going to improve your process, get better, or help others? So check it out, languageoflifecoaching.com. We're going to take a commercial break. We're going to come back with my second guest here in just a second, so we'll be right back.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Imagine taking your business to the masses using proven marketing techniques. What if you could take what you love and turn it into a six-figure business in the next 2 years? Or a $500,000 business in the next 3 to 4 years? Michelle Sism went from struggling to build her coaching practice to doing $500,000 in her business in less than 4 years when she uncovered the secrets to converting audiences to clients. In Cash In on Your Expertise, Michelle shares the exact strategy she used to build her business so quickly. Get your free copy today at www.cashinonyourexpertise.com.
Are you feeling burnt out or lost on where to go or what to do next when it comes to your business? If you feel like you own a job instead of a business, or if your business is running you instead of you running it, we can help. The Thrive Business Center was created to educate and support small business owners. With a strategic approach and a proven method, we'll help you identify what is working well in your business and what is not. Then, together, we can establish an action plan with an implementation process so that your business can get back to thriving. For more information, go to ThriveBusinessCenter.com. ThriveBusinessCenter.com.
Okay, welcome back to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. We just finished up a great interview with Kenene Morgan and LanguageOfLifeCoaching.com. You can find out more. My second guest today is a lady by the name of Cheryl Dick. And, well, I'm just going to bring Cheryl up so we can get started here because time really goes quickly. Cheryl, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tony. I'm glad
Cheryl,
to be
now,
here.
I know that – I'm sorry?
I'm glad to be here.
Well, we appreciate you taking time out to come along and tell us more about you. I know that I have a little bit of information that you you work with nonprofit association and as a director creating improvement techniques and savings from 25% to 40% and developed IT systems. So IT is your background, is that correct?
Business processes and IT and team building is actually the three combination.
Oh, I like that. So let's talk about, well, first of all, let me back up. Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
Okay. And is that where you're from originally? It sounds like
it is.
You have an accent that you're Canadian. Yes, very good.
Yeah.
So now it says you have over 25 years of experience in marketing, operations, management, security. So you have an extensive background. But I want to jump to team building because I think that team is really important. I always use the analogy of the quarterback without the rest of the team is going to get pummeled. And with the team, he could not only score a touchdown but maybe even get to the Super Bowl. So do you work with corporate teams? Or is that your background? I'm a big fan of the icebreaker team building process. Do you do that? Any of that?
We do some of that. We have a philosophy that we work with where we try to work with the person right from the personality of the individual up to the culture of the organization and the whole team. So we have sort of a stepped process where we try to develop a team that is positive-centered. We're big fans of creating a positive-centered team based on a philosophy that we use from Action Coach called Above and Below the Line. So we want to make sure that the team environment is positive-centered and the team is empowered. They're given responsibility and accountability for what they have to do. And everyone on the team knows where the organization is trying to go. Traditionally, organizations tended not to share their goals and directions with the employees and the team of the organization. And what we've discovered and what many have discovered actually is that if you empower the team with information and they actually know where you're trying to take the organization, they will actually help you drive there. Much the same as your analogy with the quarterback, the president or the owner of the company can't get where they want to go if they don't have a team.
Mm. And they have to know how to treat the team properly with the different personalities to get them to produce, correct?
Correct. Mm-hmm. So we have many different personality techniques we use. One of them is DISC. We have another one we call Profile XT. And some of it is just developing a set of points of culture to establish how the organization is to work, how people in the organization are to behave, what people want it to look like. You want to have a fun environment. People that are having fun tend to be more productive. They're more creative. They're more dedicated and driven to the organization. And developing open communication, people really understanding what their roles and responsibilities are, and making sure that everyone has measurements not only for themselves but for the organization so they know if they're achieving the goals that they've been given to achieve.
You know, I run some networking groups here in the Houston area, and I bring in speakers every other event, but in between them, I do some types of team building exercises, you know, stuff that makes people laugh. Because I totally agree with you. When people are laughing, they kind of let their guard down a little bit and they become themselves. And I think as entrepreneurs, if you could build relationships with the people that could help build your business, just like a team of people in a corporate setting, things become better all the way around. But it's hard. Sometimes people are processed to act a certain way when they get dressed in the morning until they come home and take their work clothes off, so to speak. So I really think it's important when people get to laughing, you get to really find out who they are and you can make a connection with them. So I guess that's kind of the same idea as what you're talking about, if you can get people a little happy in their environment.
Correct. The more I use what's called an identity iceberg in part of the team building that we do. And one of the reasons we use that is there's only about 10% of a personality that people understand and see when they first meet someone. Much the same as the iceberg, you only see the top of the iceberg. What they don't understand is that there's 90% of the person from their experience, from their life growth to that point, the skills, the education, their family environment, their spiritual environment, all those things that people don't see that develops the real human being, those things are not available until you start to open up and get to know each other. So when you first meet people and when team members first interact, they're interacting from their own paradigm, from their own perspective. And what we teach them to do is to start to understand that everyone has their own perspective. Everyone has their own belief structure, and to start to become more tolerant and understanding of each other, so it opens up the channels of communication. And when you overlay that with personality profiling of any type, there's lots of them out there, but of any type, it helps people to understand why they react the way they do and why other people react the way they do. And it helps to build a tolerance. And there's been a lack of tolerance in a lot of cases in the past. And that's often what causes a lot of the conflict in other situations as well.
Now, you know, you mentioned DISC, and if I'm correct, that's where they have different colors for different personalities. Is that right?
You actually use four different letters. The color one is similar, but DISC uses D-I-C-S to define people, and people are a different mixture of the different quadrants.
So my point to this is that just because you can get those charts available and you can figure out who, you know, where you fit and you can recognize other personalities doesn't mean that you can master it all by yourself. You do need to get someone to come in and work with you. I mean, you can get a little bit better at understanding other people, but there's a lot more to it. Isn't that correct? I mean, isn't there more of a training process to know how to approach different personalities?
Yes. Yes, there's so you can take the test and look at the results of a test, and if that's all you do, then you really don't learn a lot about what the power of it is. But if you actually get training and learn how to use what you've learned, you can actually adapt all your communication with other people to their personality style. So instead of just communicating the way you prefer to communicate, you actually adapt your communication, because you're educated on who you're talking to be completely received as in the best possible way by the person you're talking to. So you're adapting to them rather than expecting everyone around you to adapt to you.
Now, is this more common with people in sales versus people that are in just everyday? This is kind of a trick question, because I'm going to touch off of it a different way, but I should say most people probably think this is only good for people that are in sales. Would that be correct to say?
Correct. A lot of people think that, I'm not a salesperson. Reality in business is everyone that touches a customer is in sales. You may not have the role of a salesperson, but everyone in a company is actually, who communicates with a client, is actually fulfilling a part of the sales process, because relationships with clients are trust-based. And clients will work with the company if they trust the company and they like the company. So everyone who's in communication with outside parties in a company need to understand how to use this sort of approach. And I have had people in classes that we have worked with who have taken the same philosophy, the same methodologies, the same approach home, and it's made a profound difference to their personal lives. Where they've had conflict at home, they now understand that that person's personality is different than theirs, and you can learn to identify who they are as part of the training, and then you can adapt to that person, and they can learn to adapt better to you. So it can have a life-changing impact on you in your whole life in a very holistic way.
Mm. And, you know, that was where I was going, because most people think it's just for people that are in sales, but everyone walking and talking is selling something, either to their children, their spouse, to their neighbor, to their prospect, to their client, whatever it is. Every time you're moving your lips, you're selling something, it seems like. So understanding who you're talking to, I know for me, understanding better. Because as a parent, you're always saying, like, what is my kid thinking of when they do these things? If you understand that process a little bit better, it's easier to deal with it on both sides of the coin, and it gets a better outcome. So I think this is really important, not just for the workplace, but life itself. So do you work with I know that you work in big settings, but do you work with the entrepreneurs, small business owners, or just, I think that solopreneurs really need the most amount of help in this, because they're struggling every day trying to do what they think is right, and they never take time out to really hear what's being said to them from the people sitting across to them.
So we run workshops both within organizations and outside of our organizations that other people can come to. So our public workshops, anyone can come to. We have classroom programs that actually teach. They're actually focused for solopreneurs and entrepreneurs to teach them how to do the fundamentals of building a business. It was interesting because in university I took a business degree, and what I realized when I started running my own company is you get lots of theory in business, in a business degree, but you do not learn how to actually implement all of the requirements that are fundamental for running a business in school. So what we do is we bridge the gaps. Regardless of what people's background is, we help them learn how to do the all the fundamentals that are required for business. And this piece, this personality and team building piece, is part of that. So as solopreneurs start out, they're on their own, but eventually as their business grows, they're going to have to hire a team. And they're going to have to learn how to manage a team. And then the company will go from a solopreneur to an entrepreneurial environment and up from there. So we like to actually touch, we actually like to get hold of people when they're in their solopreneur state. And if they're wanting to learn and are eager to learn, we can actually help them develop their business with a really solid foundation right from the ground up.
Now, I'm reading in your bio on the website, and I want to make mention of business, businessedgecoaching.com. So I want people to know a little bit more about you, Cheryl. I mean, you surely have plenty of experience in the business arena. But what I think is neat, okay, what makes me believe that you will really be good at working with people, okay, is that you're a swimming instructor, you were a soccer coach, you've done a lot of instructing, you're a black belt in karate, so it says that you can coach in the boardroom and as well on the playing field. I think it's important, some of the books I read when I first got into in the business, and one of them was in a multi-level marketing business, and it said, I'll never forget this, at the time I was helping coach my child's baseball team, but it said, if you really want to get good at building a team, go out and coach a T-ball team, because, you know, there's kids that are watching the ball go through their legs, and, you know, it's just almost like a comedy. But it really hit me when I started thinking about it is, unless you have been in that environment, really, what is your background of being able to get people together and work in that team environment? And it surely shows right here your background is, you know, you're using what you learned a long time ago in school and in the years of in business, but then with that other piece of it, that other component of being a coach already, I think that's important. I think that's important for people to know. Do you talk about that concept? Do you use those skills?
I believe that every experience I have had in life, I'm pretty sure that every challenge that a business owner is having today, I've probably had over my 27 odd years in business. So I definitely feed off of the experiences I've had in life. I use a lot of my life experiences and my coaching experiences from the past when I'm actually teaching and working with people as a coach in today, and I find that the experiences I had when I was coaching sports or I was instructing in sports taught me that you have to be able to adapt and vary your approach with people depending on what they need for input. And there's different ways of motivating people as well. So when I say varying input, some people are visual. So my son is very visual. If I actually approached him and just started rambling, he would look at me and he'd be acting like he'd understand what I was saying. But in the end, it wasn't sticking. And what I found when I took that same analogy and I put it into coaching and team building, I realize that other people are the same way. So I will adapt and I will do exercises and we'll do role playing and we'll do visual stuff and we'll draw things and we'll do hands-on stuff and we'll mix it all up so that it really resonates with people. I used to do the same thing.
Uh-oh. Well, it seems like we lost Cheryl. We're going to take a commercial break, and we're going to come back and wrap up the show, see if we can get Cheryl back on and say goodbye. So we'll be right back.
Have you been feeling tired, having trouble managing your emotions, or just feeling out of sorts? The problem could be your vitamin supplement. There is a big difference between synthetic and natural vitamins. Synthetic vitamins do not contain all of the substances that naturally occur in nature. Natural whole food vitamins provide all of the factors necessary to help you maintain or regain your health. For more information, please contact Dr. Alan Simberg at alansimberg.com.
Life's Issues with Lloyd Rosen, a show that delves into the hot topics of life. Lloyd takes life's issues head on with hard-hitting interviews with professionals such as doctors and teachers, as well as those that have experienced life's alerting issues, whether professional, emotional, or physical. Lloyd wants to help those that are searching for answers to living a successful life. Life's Issues airs every Friday at 1:30 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network. Find out more at lifesissueswithlloydrosen.com.
We understand your need for quality financial advice without the hefty price tag of the big institutions. That's why at Thompson Wealth Management, it's our aim to create lifelong customer relationships built on a foundation of trust and satisfaction. Our values are based on extensive experience in investment, investment planning, and an intimate knowledge of financial markets. So let us put our experience to work for you. We can help you build a comprehensive investment plan and provide you with the ongoing guidance and direction that you deserve. For more information, visit Thompson Wealth Management at www.twmtoday.com.
Okay, welcome back, and I believe that we have Cheryl back up on the line. We're always at the mercy of the Internet. Cheryl, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, it happens. And, you know, just like in life, things never show up as you plan them. That's why it's important to know who you're dealing with, and the different personalities is what we've been talking about with that there. Cheryl, time goes quickly here, so I just want to make sure that we let everybody know how they can find you. And I want to know, well, here's an important question for you. Have you written a book? And if not, when are you going to write one?
Well, I've been toying with that idea. It's actually on my to-do list. I have been approached by a few people that have asked me to actually start to write a book on my life experiences. So it is in the near future. I haven't actually started anything yet. I have a friend of mine who's an author, and she would like me to actually write a book within the next couple of years.
Well, the reason why I asked that is because you made a mention of that in all the years of your experiences, that's what makes you good at what you do. And we just released a book, a compilation book, actually, and we have a gentleman from Canada in the book, which helped us become an international bestseller. But I really think it's important that with all the things that you do, of course, you don't need the credibility, but you do need to share it with others so that they could see the value and grow from it. So hopefully you'll get a book out there soon. And if there's anything that I could help promote that you're doing, do you have anything coming up that people can join into this week, this month, or in the next couple of months, and how would they do that?
Well, one of the things that's coming up in August is we have a 90-day planning workshop that's coming up. If no one has ever done a 90-day planning session, they should do a 90-day plan. So rather than doing a 10 or 5 or 1-year plan, we actually recommend that you do that, but you actually work to an active plan and an action plan. So we actually get our clients to do
a 90-day plan. So they actually work on a plan that covers only a 90-day section at a time. And what we've discovered is if people do that, they get more done. So that workshop is at the end of August. It's on August, let me just look it up here. It is on August 27th. And we can actually include people through GoToMeeting into that plan, into that workshop. The workshop is actually in our training center. But we do have people that come in from other parts of the world by GoToMeeting.
Okay, so it's a webinar-based program that people can connect to. And if they go to your website, they can find all the information?
They can.
Okay, so businessedgecoaching.com is the website. And
yes.
It's got tons of information, and tons of information about all the people on the team as well. I know that for me, Cheryl, it's always really been important to understand the value of the 90-day plan. A lot of people take notes, do all the stuff that they're supposed to do by writing everything down, and they set it in a pile. They don't take action on it. So doing it in 90-day spurts does a couple things that I found for me, and this is why I think it's important for them to check it out, is it allows you to see progress quicker, and when you see progress, you tend to do it more often, and then the next thing you know, you're not waiting until the last 90 days of the year to try to complete your mission. So I think it's a really good idea to check into that there. And once again, we're out of time, Cheryl. I just want to say thank you very much for being on the show today. And before we say goodbye, tell everyone how they can contact you.
If anyone wants to talk to me, feel free to contact me on my my cell phone. That's my office phone. It's 403-615-6440. They can also email me at Cheryl, CHERYL DYCK at businessedgecoaching.com.
Very good. Thank you very much for your time today, and we look forward to having you back on the show to learn more, especially when that book comes out. Please stay in touch.
Thank you, Tony. Have a great day.
You too. Okay, folks, we're up against the clock. I just want to make mention of a couple of things, okay? Make sure to go check out businessedgecoaching.com. That's number one. Number two, don't forget the challenge of the week is enjoyment. That's the word of the week. The challenge is to take out 5 to 10 minutes, and if you're really brave, shut it down for an hour and spend it with some people you love being around, like your children, your family, your loved ones. Somewhere along the line, you need to do that to reamp for the next day. Okay, so one thing I want you to do is go to toughtalkradionetwork.com, opt in, get a download on how to be a guest, a good guest, get the value out of it, 10-step program on being an internet radio guest. The second thing is make sure to go to shareyourmessagewiththeworld.com and check out the new book that's just been released as an international bestseller. That's my show for the week. Make sure to call in next Thursday morning, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. And stay tuned. We have a new show coming on Tough Talk here in another 30 minutes called Creating Business Harmony with Mike Calderwood. Check it out and have a great, blessed week.
This has been another edition of Tough Talk with Tony Gambone, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to www.toughtalkradionetwork.com.